The Farmer's Almanac says that here in the GTA, it is going to be what they are describing as, quote, an unusually snowy winter. And so that means that all over town, there are going to be, because we see them all the time, we see them every year, Zoomer men standing out at the end of their driveway. And that's before they start reaching back going, oh, honey, I did something to my back again trying to shovel all this snow. So before we get there, we thought it would be of particular use to get somebody in here who knows exactly how to help you avoid those kinds of problems when snow shoveling season is upon us. He's Dr. Ron Nussbaum. He's the CEO of Back Clinics of Canada.
Dr. Ron is back.
Oh, please. Thank you.
So listen, one of the things that we were thinking about before is so many times you end up hearing tips like this when it's too late. It's like, oh, 17,000 people wound up in the emergency room this weekend. They wrecked their backs. How could we have avoided this? No, no, we want to head it off at the pass. So thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being at.
Well, you know, Dr. Ron, we mentioned during the song that I find this time of year, my husband in particular is doing a lot of moving of stuff just last week. And I said, bring up the Christmas stuff, big boxes, right? And then when he's done that, he's out raking the leaves. And now, as Neil said, how do we avoid causing any,
Well, the easiest way is get someone else to do it, but that's not so practical. You know, the biggest problem is that when we have these tasks upon us, whether it be raking leaves or pulling out boxes for preparation of the season, is we forget how big these tasks can be, and we're really not physically prepared. So the first thing that we can do, really, is think about the task at hand, pace yourself, and don't try and necessarily get everything done all at once. And, you know, there's stretches you can do and things like that. But we have to realize that the task at hand may be more taxing than we think. And that's really what leads to so many of these problems that we see.
So you made the point just before we started here that it is difficult to describe stretches and stuff like that on the radio. But I bet we can. I bet, you know, it's not the first rodeo for any of us. So yeah, I bet if there's anything that's kind of easy, I bet we can take a shot at describing to some people what kind of things might help.
Well, I'll tell you right now in my office at Back Clinics of Canada, people are coming to me already because of back pain that's related to their fall cleanup. So the first thing that you want to think about is, like I said, pace yourself and think about what you're planning to do. Secondly, you want to, it actually sounds crazy, but you want to get knee pads because you're going to be getting on your knees. You're going to be on your knees for a while.
Sure.
Also, try not to bend forward too much. And a simple thing that you can do is get gardening tools with long handles so you don't have to bend forward so much. So those are some of the nice ergonomic things you can do. Don't twist while you're working, you know, pivot and things like that.
Sure.
But as far as stretches are concerned, you can just stand up, put your hands behind your back, and lean backwards a little bit to extend. And there's a whole bunch of interesting stretches. You can even find them on our website. It might be easier to go over that way. But really, think about what you're going to do. Break it down. Take frequent breaks. And that's it. And even preparing and stretching in advance a day or two is a good thing as well.
So whether it's gardening, which we are not doing any longer, or even shoveling, what are the more common injuries that that we seem to go through with our backs?
Well, the early ones are sprains and strains, but the bigger problem is when they're not managed correctly and they linger, they can lead into the more serious problems that we see at Back Clinics of Canada. They include bulging discs or herniated discs, which can affect your back and also send pain down your legs, and it's awful.
Yep. Now, do you tend to come into the scenario after the injury, or are you somebody we should call in advance to maybe come and get looked at before
the
season
strikes? Well, that is an outstanding question because most of the time patients come to us later and we wish they would come to us first. In fact, that's one of the things they say is because most of the patients who have these problems, the pain becomes so enormous, they try anything and everything they can think about. And then when that fails, they find out about us one way or another. They come to us, they get better, it changes their lives, they get their lives back, their pain's gone, and they always say, wish I would have come to you first.
Okay, so just take me through it quickly.
Sure.
I have a back pain.
Right.
I decide to call you because it's not going away. It's throbbing.
Right.
How are you going to treat me? With kick gloves.
Very well. I'm going to.
Exactly.
Well, Back Homes in Canada has an unusual program. It's called the High Performance Healing System. And what patients like about it is there's no drugs and there's no surgery.
Nice.
There's no shortage of options out there with drugs. I mean, you're hearing about even medical marijuana as options these days. Patients, when they come to us, they want to be free of medication and they want to avoid surgery. So we do a very, very extensive workup with computerized testing equipment. And the High Performance Healing System utilizes three main approaches. One, something called non-surgical spinal decompression, which is a remarkable stretching technology that is painless. Mm-hmm. And that helps to shrink any bulges and also revitalize damaged discs. Secondly, we use, and this is kind of Star Trek stuff, the most powerful healing therapeutic lasers that are around is class 4 laser. Mm-hmm. And this laser, it doesn't burn. You put the laser against the skin and it's absorbed into the disc and it reduces pain and promotes healing internally. And thirdly, there is a medical nutritional supplementation system. It's a very comprehensive, short program with an extremely high success rate. And that's why people like it. And they're getting back their lives and they're active again and they're hanging up, you know, their lights on their trees and doing all the things they need to do to have life happening all over again.
So if you're going to be, whether it's that you got tree stuff going on,
right,
whether you still haven't done your cleanup for fall around your house, or whether you are one of the millions of us in the GTA who are going to be out there shoveling and getting stuff done when the snow starts to come.
Oh boy.
You got choices. You can call Dr. Ron now.
Right.
You can call him later when it's going to be an effort to get to the phone. You're
right.
I can't reach the phone. My back hurts.
or I can't get up.
You could, hypothetically, you could even do both. How do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to our website, which is backclinicsofcanada.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call right now. We have our staff standing by right now to take your call. And you can reach us at 1-877-PAIN-FREE or locally 416-633-3666. And to make this easy for anybody who wants to get to the bottom line of their back pain or the neck pain, there is no charge for the consultation and the examination. We waive that fee.
That's important. So if someone's leery about, oh man, I don't want to spend money on this, or I don't want to, at least get a consultation from Dr. Ron.
Well, not to mention, we don't even know if we can accept them for care. So this is the first starting point. They get a chance for to see whether or not we can help them. And if we can, then we let them know what they need. And of course, at that point, we'll know how many visits and how much it will cost.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Dr. Ron Nussbaum, CEO, Back Clinics of Canada. Thanks for making the time for
us. Nice to see you, Neil.
Thank you, Dr. Ron. Good to see you.